Greetings. This is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio, also eSETI Stargate. And we're on eSETI TV, we're on VMO, we're on Rumble, YouTube, everything. So just type in eSETI Stargate and it'll pop up and tell your friends. And, you know, feel free to pass this around. This next show is going to be very important. We had another guest we tried to get on, but the connections were so bad. And we're actually going to be broadcasting from basically the base of Giza. But we'll try to work that out later, maybe see if we can get a better connection. But the connection was so bad and it kept dropping. And so we'll have to figure that one out again. But we thought we'd bring in the breaking news and talk a lot about what's up in the news and a lot about ufology and what's happening right now. So it's real important because we're going through a period in time that's going to set our future and where we go. So anyway, breaking news, and on the top of the news, we all know Hunter Biden lost his sweetheart plea deal. The judge said, "What the hell is this?" and then asked the prosecutor, "Have you ever seen anything like this?" And he said, "Definitely not." So he was going to get a slap on the wrist and total immunity for everything. You know, allegedly, his lawyers called up posing as the opposing counsel and said, "To ignore all the money laundering evidence, open investigations, operating as an unregistered foreign lobbyist in an attempt to squash the evidence." You know, it's as if they feel they can do anything with no consequences, which is pretty much the whole administration. You know, sad thing is, before the congressional hearings and this latest case, they could do whatever they wanted. I like what Dan Bongino said. He said, "There's only two ways out: pardon and withdraw from the election, or drag the Clintons and Obamas into a big giant mess." And I pretty much agree with that. Either way, Joe has to go. Devin Archer, who will be testifying on Monday, said he was personally present 24 times when Joe and his son were on the phone concerning millions of dollars transferred to their shell companies from the Ukraine and China. So this includes threats and shakedowns. So he was present for that. So anyway, have you figured out yet why we're spending hundreds of billions in Ukraine to prop up a porn star comedian who has Nazis in his armies, weaponized biolabs everywhere, and what is known as Deep State's Disneyland? Basically, every question why China... So we have to question why China has favored nation status and why the Chinese spy balloons operate with impunity over military bases, and why China even has their own police forces in some democratic run states. Some of that's being challenged right now, and they're being forced to leave. But I don't know how much more crazy this can get, but it can. But anyway, the corporate-sponsored lamestream media is doing damage control, which is like standing in front of a tsunami of corruption with a paper towel trying to mop things up. The crack house, White House spokesperson Karine Jean-Evade and redirect Pierre, is having a breakdown concerning the mountain of evidence showing the corruption, bias, and weaponization of the agencies. I like her finger-pointing routine to another agent, to avoid answering questions, only be met by the same or similar questions. It looks like this whole kabuki theater is about to end. It's kind of hilarious watching. She go, "Okay, you over there. And she just cuts the other guy off, doesn't answer his question. And then she gets the same question. So it's fun to watch. Anyway, speaking of tsunamis, be sure and see The Sound of Freedom if you don't believe this is happening on the highest levels. New court filings with the U.S. Virgin Islands AG office, according to General MC News, shows that not only J.P. Morgan Chase allegedly helped facilitate the sex trafficking of underage girls at Epstein Island, they also participated in it from 2006 until 2019. And there's a lot of other islands besides Epstein Island. And we need a lot of politicians on islands all around Epstein Island. So check it out. And business moguls. All right. So whoops, got caught there. Speaking of whoopsie, watch Hollywood and the lamestream news define their character and do everything possible to deny and cover up the pedophilia, child and sex trafficking, along with the bribes and corruption. It's a no-brainer as to why it leads to many of their front doors. So they're a part of this. And A lot of them are professional liars, and they're paid to do this and to feign outrage at things they know are true. So watch them try to, they can't spin this anymore. Like I said before, it's like putting pig on a lipstick and saying, lipstick on a pig, sorry, and saying it's Marilyn Monroe. It's just not flying anymore. The pig's like about 900 pounds right now, and you can't cover it up. So not only have we been lied to about securing our border, we've also been lied to about securing our airspace. According to the whistleblowers holding the highest clearances at congressional hearings, they're testifying UAPs. See, they change UFOs to UAPs. They keep changing the name of it so people forget about all the other stuff and have a whole new face on it. And they bring a new pop star or somebody else, a new face to disclosure. And it's the same, you know, it's just a different wing of the same bird. But anyway, you know, at these clearances, so they're holding the highest clearances in congressional hearings testifying UAPs or UFOs have been coming and going unimpeded for over 70 years. In truth, it's more like about 450,000 years. According to ancient scriptures, it's all in there, folks. Go back and read it. Anyway, whistleblowers during the congressional hearing are saying we have the bodies, we have some dead, some living. We have their craft and been back engineering them since the 40s. Germany was back engineering UFOs since the 30s. So let's hope this isn't a predecessor to some fake alien invasion. Anyway, let's play the clip of the hearing. That way people can hear it for themselves.
Intelligent extraterrestrials.
Something I can't discuss in public setting.
Okay, I can't ask when you think this occurred. if you believe we have crashed craft, stated earlier, do we have the bodies of the pilots who piloted this craft?
As I've stated publicly already in my News Nation interview, biologics came with some of these recoveries, yeah.
Were they, I guess, human or non-human biologics?
Non-human, and that was the assessment of people with direct knowledge on the program I talked to that are currently still on the program.
And was this documentary evidence, this video, photos, eyewitness? Like, how would that be determined?
The specific documentation I would have to talk to you in a skiff about.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay. So, and you may or may not be able to answer my last question, and maybe we get into a skiff at the next hearing that we have, but who in the government either... What agency, sub-agency, what contractors, who should be called into the next hearing about UAPs, either in a public setting or even in a private setting? And you probably can't name names, but what agencies or organizations, contractors, et cetera, do we need to call in to get these questions answered, whether it's about funding, what programs are happening, and what's out there?
I can give you a specific cooperative and hostile witness list of specific individuals that were in those.
And how soon can we get that list?
I'm happy to provide that to you after the hearing.
Super. Thank you. And I yield back.
All right. This kind of makes rockets look like dinosaurs and begs the question, what is the purpose of still using them? Is this just more kabuki theater to hide the fact that we have anti-encounter gravity and replicators and free energy and healing technologies that are basically otherworldly. Speaking of which, Ben Rich, former director of Lockheed, shortly before he died, said, we now have the technology to take ET home. The math has always been wrong. So anyway, we're being taught in schools and colleges the wrong math, and it's on purpose. So we don't open up the door to these higher technologies, and they're held in the hands of the elite. So anyway, you know, could that technology include free energy, replicators, med beds, the obvious anti and counter gravity? Did you know the more advanced off-worlders and spiritually advanced beings don't need technology or a med bed to heal others? Might want to ask and pray for a little healing. You know, we see spontaneous healings all the time. It happens here at the ranch all the time. And they're often a byproduct of release in the past and contact. So people connect with their higher selves, their multidimensional self, and there's beings as they ascend and expand. And when these beings pop in, they often have abilities and they receive spontaneous healings. It happens all the time. I don't take blame If it doesn't happen, I don't take credit if it does happen, but it does happen here a lot. Okay, let's get basic now. So for the critically thinking research impaired, here's a little game of base logic. In any war, whoever has the air and technologically superiority usually wins. ETs have extremely advanced ships and technology. They can fly several thousand miles an hour, make right angle turns, dive into the ocean, jump dimensions, and even time travel. Logic dictates, in the interest of national security, we best make friends with the benevolent ones because we're outmatched and outgunned if these negative ones decide to end this civilization and claim Earth to be their own. Luckily, the benevolent ones' technology is far superior than the degenerate ETs. So logic also dictates why wouldn't the government cover up the fact that we are back engineering ET technology? Why would they try to keep it secret from other hostile nations? You know, wouldn't they try to keep it a secret from other hostile nations? These technologies have the highest clearance, higher than nuclear. In some cases, they have used deadly force covering it up. I have had my own firsthand experience, including visitations by men in black I'd rather not talk about, so I won't. But, you know, why would they admit to negative ETs they can do nothing to stop? Why would a politician risk their lives, their careers, and funding to go against the military-industrial complex? Why do they allow certain ufologists to be on the forefront of disclosure, support them, give them the pulpit as long as they stay within the controlled narrative? You know, God forbid ufologists admit that there are negative ETs coming and going with impunity. That topic was avoided with the extreme prejudice in the last disclosure. Have you figured out why? Why did the think tanks create the premise evil doesn't exist? It's duality thinking, recognizing evil as spiritually unevolved. And if you recognize it, it is within you. What, I mean, who does that benefit? You know, is spiritual, it's crazy. So is denial spiritual? You know, is teaching half-truths, judging and laying guilt trips for recognizing the obvious? Enlightenment means to be in knowledge of all of it, both sides of the coin. So don't fall for that program. You know, we need to get grounded. You know, the earth is 3D God. It's a vibration of the source. And so it's all just as important. Anyway, our government has also given the opportunity to align with the benevolent ones in the past that operate under universal law. Imagine where we'd be if we aligned with them, if they made a different decision. You know, where would we be right now? We'd be traveling the stars. We'd be jumping dimensions. We'd have our environment in order. We'd have unlimited free energy. We'd have anti-gravity, counter-gravity. We'd be a spacefaring race, you know. So anyway, we're talking about the human race, not all the divisions that they're trying to make to keep us divided. But, you know, we need to really think about that. You know, they decided in the past to align with the self-serving ETs and trades for technology at humanity's expense. And now they have another choice. They can make a whole different choice now. So I think we need to push them forward and press this to say, are there spiritually and technologically advanced off-worlders? Do they have our highest and best good in hand? Do they operate under universal law? How do we make connect to them? How do we invite them to assist us in the planetary liberation, the awakened healing? As people, we need to do that. We can't expect others to do that for us. So anyway, those who obfuscate, God, having trouble speaking, they obfuscate and censor are called controlled opposition, working within a controlled narrative. Look at the Rockefeller Initiative, ufologists involved, you know, with it. You know, do your research on that. Look at Luciferian money poured into the UFO community. Why would you deny the existence of negative ETs unless it benefited you and them? I want you to think about this, folks. You know, come on, folks, look behind the curtain. You know, why have they censored 40 years of documented contact at East City Ranch with benevolent off-worlders, those in service to humanity and the earth participating in the planetary liberation? Why are those installed as controlled opposition, those who participate in the controlled narrative, those who have been censoring and covering up UFO contact throughout the UFO community, so threatened by contact with spiritually and technologically advanced off-worlders? planetary liberators operating under universal law. You know, off-worlders, some of which are our ancient ancestors, are returning, and they've transcended war, disease, poverty. The multiverse is their playground. Why would they deny, cover up, and censor this? Because they are or work for the enslavers. It's that simple. This includes the entertainment industry, governed by the same folks. All of the top people in the field know contact has been ongoing at East SETI. Most have seen it personally. Where are they? Why are they remaining silent? The character assassinations didn't work. Contact is still ongoing. People in the thousands have come, had their own experience, and saw for themselves. You know, what do we do with them? What do we do with all the witnesses? And you know, these are people. These are like NASA people. These are Lockheed Skunk Works people. These are Boeing triple PhD engineers, Air Force base commanders, air traffic controllers, pilots, you know, people that know what they're looking at. And they've all come forward and testified, you know, way back in the day when they were testifying on our Pell show. And they came forward, and triple PhD Boeing engineers, Air Force Base Commander, and a Lockheed Skunk Works guys, they all testified and said these ships are real. We don't know who they are. They're extremely advanced. So, I mean, this has been going on for a long time. So, you know, I was always said, you know, disclosure will not come through governments, religions, or institutions. It will come from the skies and through the hearts and minds of the people, people who possess critical thinking, can grasp base logic, and do their own research. It would also come through those who rise to the occasion, evolve spiritually. Contact comes with enlightenment. It is no wonder why these extremely spiritually and technologically advanced beings have been so elusive. And look at who we allowed to be our representatives for contact. Look at the present administration, the tyranny, the goals of the global elite. You know, where are the high vibrational meeting places, safe havens that operate under universal law with impeccable integrity that can accommodate them? You know, one is called East SETI. There's others across the globe. Those who teach and live spiritual lives in harmony with each other and nature are being contacted. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to have contact. All you need to do is be a good person and be open to it. Keep an open mind, loving heart, and pure intent. That's all that's needed. You know, master that, and they will find you. Again, contact with benevolent ETs comes with enlightenment. And also, enlightenment means to learn how to create sacred space and clear out any unseen negative influences so you can have that sacred space for them to make that contact. And that's on our website. You can check that. It's in all the books and on our website on how to create sacred space and heal unseen negative influences. And it's a must. Those that deny the presence of that are opening doors they shouldn't be opening because they're not qualified to be opening those doors. Things jump in. Anyway, you know, as we said before, you know, it's going to come to the spiritually evolved people that are on the right path, that just are just basically good people. It's not going to come through the Luciferian sponsored carnival fuckery going on in the extreme media and the UFO community. It's not going to happen there, folks. Sorry for the foul language, but it's getting old. So was that too blunt? We don't have the luxury of entertaining the deception and denial. We're going to need all the help we can get in the days to come. The fake alien invasion is the global elite's last card. All other false flags have failed to deliver total control over humanity. Don't fall for it. The only thing falling from the skies will be the negative ETs and dark fleet craft. The ones coming now are benevolent and far superior. There's some, you know, we've got some great footage of UFOs over East SETI appearing exactly when and where we said they would. We'll also show footage of UFOs around the world, along with a beautiful song inspired by Inha, a benevolent Anunnaki, who has returned to end the tyranny and get Earth back on course, aligned with universal law. So basically, there's an alliance. Everybody has different names for it. There are, you know, like a federation of worlds. There are benevolent ETs. They're coming together. It's multidimensional. And they're here for the liberation of Earth from these negative forces and even assist the white hats in getting rid of the physical tyranny that's been plaguing us for eons. So Anyway, enjoy the footage. And again, keep an open mind, loving heart, and pure intent. And we'll see you in the next show. Have a great evening. And again, stay to the end because there's a beautiful, beautiful song at the end. And it was sung by the Outback Gypsies. And I actually wrote the song. So anyway, have a great evening.
Shot a cloud out, didn't it?
It did. It did. The clouds were right there coming to the left there.
Look. It's lit. Y'all thought I was playing. I know y'all see those lights. Look at them. I had the little one because my little mirror thing scratched up. I know you see them right there. Oh. Oh, yeah. Yeah. This every day out here. Every night. See you. They always got little lights and stuff on the fly airplanes. But over here, this ain't the airport. Look at that. And them clouds not even moving. How the whole cloud not gonna move? It's just sitting there at nighttime. Look, ain't no other clouds in the sky. But right over here, look at them. And look at those wheels. Bruh, y'all get paid. Oh, wait, it's a couple clouds right here. But they just rolled them too.
just joking around. I don't want something that big on the horizon. This is cruising slow. Look at that. How big that thing is. Thank you.
built your ancient temples. It came to right or wrong. We left our children to oversee a civilization at its dawn. Our children, they have fallen, forgotten noble virtue. They were left here to serve our seeds we left behind, like they, those who serve them, have fallen just as well. Yet now it is time to awaken. Divinity standing tall.
Time to awaken.
vanity standing tall. Divinity.